Zhang was detained last week after returning to Beijing from visiting the United States, where he had testified before the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission in the House of Representatives. According to his account given to the group Human Rights in China, Zhang telephoned the U.S. Embassy on November 18th to ask that he and other human rights defenders be permitted to meet with visiting President Barack Obama. Zhang was briefly detained at the embassy and taken home by Chinese police. The next day, November 19th, Zhang says at least four policemen confronted him in front of his apartment building as he was leaving to take his seven-year-old daughter to school. His wife was pushed to the ground after attempting to intervene, and her cell phone was confiscated. Zhang was taken to a district police station and interrogated for more than 13 hours before being released. Republican Representative Chris Smith, who is among the sharpest congressional critics of China's human rights record, questioned whether President Obama was aware of the attempt by Zhang and other defense lawyers to meet with him.
Did President Obama even know or care that several leading dissidents were rounded up, harassed, punched, beaten, threatened, and detained immediately prior to, during, and after the president's visit, while others languish in Laogai concentration camps? Did the president know or care that they suffered precisely because of his visit?
In translated remarks, Wei Jingsheng, an activist for human rights in China and a former political prisoner, asserted that while President Obama was correct in seeking to highlight common interests with China, he erred in not pressing Chinese leaders harder on human rights.
根据我们和共产党打交道几十年的经验，就是他公开承诺的事情，他都不一定有结果。 他不公开承诺的东西，基本上来说，他不会遵守。
According to our dealing with the Chinese communists in the past for decades, they cannot even cash what they promised in public, so not mention anything in private, it will never be cashed.
Human rights activist Harry Wu said President Obama began his visit to China on the right foot by raising the issue of freedom of expression and religion, but that Mr. Obama did not go far enough.
In order to truly gain around in the area of human rights, the United States must stop decoupling human rights from a strategy dialogue.
Among his activities in China, Zhang has been legal counsel to Chen Guangcheng, an activist imprisoned for his opposition to China's one-child policy. Reggie Littlejohn, who heads the organization Women's Rights Without Frontiers, said that during his testimony to a congressional hearing this month, Zhang had voiced concern about the safety of his wife and daughter.
It's very easy for an American to get up here and say things about the one-child policy. And those of us who have the freedom to speak out must speak out. We have the absolute moral obligation to speak out because we can do so in safety. People like John Chanyong are risking their lives and the lives of their families to break the news to the West.
Michael Horowitz, director of the Projects for Civil Justice Reform and International Religious Liberty at the Hudson Institute, said American presidents must be willing to take strong stands when they visit foreign countries.
He should have bargained harder, the point we've all made, to insist as a condition of his trip that he be able to speak on national Chinese television, as other presidents who were not naive insisted on as a price of the visit.
Jenny McCloy is director of advocacy for China Aid, a Christian organization that is pressing for more religious freedom in China.
We hope the rule of law can be upheld in at least the protection of the lawyers who are the very persons promoting it.
Congressman Smith told reporters Monday that he and other lawmakers had not received specific information from the U.S. Embassy in Beijing regarding what steps officials might take to follow up on Zhang's 13-hour detention. Smith says that detentions of activists such as Zhang, who testified to congressional panels, will not have an impact on similar appearances in the future, adding that such hearings take place only with the full knowledge of witnesses about what the consequences for them might be. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.